Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
I've got an axe to grind. I hate bromes. Brome grasses can be brutal on winter wheat yields. If you really want to give winter wheat a fighting chance, be brutal right back. With Prepare Burn Down Herbicide. Adding Prepare to your glyphosate extends brome control for up to 21 days, giving young wheat the weed-free head start it needs to make something of itself. Because the cleaner the field, the higher the yield. Talk to your retailer or visit preparewinterwheat.com and always read and follow label directions.
Protecting private property rights, feeding a hungry world, standing up for what's right, and fighting against what's not right while improving the lives of all Oklahomans. As the leader of Oklahoma agriculture, this is Oklahoma Farm Bureau's mission. For more than 70 years, we've represented the voice of reason in Oklahoma City and Washington, D.C. To learn how you can be a part of this great tradition, go to okfarmbureau.org. We are rural Oklahoma.
It's pretty unusual when you've got the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, National Farmers Union, U.S. Cattlemen, and RCAF USA all on the same page. But that's happened with the APHIS rule that now has been declared final by the Obama administration in regards to fresh meat coming in from South America. As I mentioned, this is a rule coming out of the Animal Plant Health Inspection Service of USDA.
That would allow the importation of fresh and frozen beef from regions in Brazil and Argentina. And NCBA, just to be on the record, we are very much so pro-trade as a membership organization. However, when you start evaluating some of the animal health risks associated in these countries like foot and mouth disease, we want to ensure that our government has had a thorough process to evaluate what risks truly are and maybe not are associated with those two countries in a disease like foot and mouth disease. So there's language that NCBA supports that was included in both the House and the Senate Ag Appropriation bills that would actually require our government, so USDA, to conduct a more thorough risk assessment, to go back to those countries and actually review with some on-site visits and have final reports brought back forward to Congress before they could implement or the next phases of implementation of those final rules.
So again, we're back to that appropriations process as far as doing some directing through that particular spending measure.
Absolutely. And the appropriations process is actually a way where Congress can interject its oversight over the regulatory agencies. So there's obviously many ways, like on WOTUS, where we have standalone legislation that we support. We have the appropriations language. And then also just keeping pressure on the agencies from an oversight perspective. And so we do the same thing with other agencies like the Department of Agriculture, specific to Brazil and Argentina.
Christina Butts of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's D.C. office talking about one of the concerns that a lot of cattle groups have right now regarding fresh beef coming in from Argentina and from Brazil. FMD worries, foot and mouth disease worries, that the top of the list of concerns raised by the cattle groups. It's a Bentley, the newest wheat variety coming out of the wheat breeding program led by Dr. Brett Carver and the wheat improvement team at Oklahoma State University. Dr. Carver says that Bentley has got some great genes as far as the parentage that it has, Duster, Gallagher, Iba in its past. He says it'll offer competitive yield in the presence of multiple yield limiting factors, drought being a big factor that it is designed to be dealing with. Bentley, the newest wheat variety coming out of the OSU wheat breeding program, being named after Walter Bentley, who is the first director of the Oklahoma Cooperative Extension Service from 1914 to 1916. You've got farm news on Ron.
Make your plans now to attend the 4th Annual Tri-State Oil and Gas Convention at the Woodward Convention Center on August 6th. The theme, Reserves, Regulations, and Resources, will be evident throughout the day with three panel discussions on relevant topics. They include environmental issues facing the Tri-State Regional Energy Market Panel, analysis of Regional Oil and Gas Market Panel, and Cushing Oil Terminal Overview of Operations Panel. Each panel is filled with industry experts. For more information, visit the website at tsogc.com. The Tri-State Oil and Gas Convention in Woodward, Oklahoma, August 6th at the Woodward Convention Center.
A lot more agricultural news up at our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Have a good one. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.